Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, he's your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Gallatin County State's Attorney Doug Dierkop reports the arrest of four suspects on drug and burglary charges following the execution of search warrants at a number of locations. The suspects have been identified as Alexander Fillingham and Rachel G. Forrester, both of Ridgeway, Erica L. Wilson, and Jason D. Patton, both of Shawneetown. Fillingham faces charges of burglary, felony theft, and possession of methamphetamine. Forrester has been charged with possession of meth and stolen property. Wilson faces charges of theft and possession of stolen property. Patton faces charges of a cannabis-based product manufacturing equipment and possession of a firearm, ammunition by a convicted felon, and felony possession of cannabis. A warrant also has been issued for a fifth suspect, Austin C. Perrone, on charges of felony theft and burglary. Perrone remains at large. Now, the four suspects in custody have been transported to the White County Jail in Carmi, where they remain pending the posting of bond. Wayne County Sheriff's Police report the recovery of a vehicle that's been stolen out of Chicago recently. Police responded to County Road 122 North near 2000 East regarding an abandoned vehicle. Upon arrival, police found a 2006 Chevy Avalanche. The license plates had been removed from the vehicle and the battery was gone. A further investigation revealed the Avalanche was owned by Billy R. Smith of Griffith, Indiana, that's upstate Indiana, and was reported stolen from a location in Chicago. The vehicle's been towed away for further processing. 43-year-old Heidi Clark Miller of Marion, Illinois, has been cited for drunk driving following a traffic crash. Police report she was driving north on Wayne County Road 1800 East in a 2005 Hyundai Santa Fe. When she ran off the road, her vehicle overturned. Taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, police noted a strong odor of alcohol coming from the driver and noted she was staggering at the scene of the crash. A deputy cited her for drunk driving, and hospital officials have drawn blood to determine her blood alcohol level. Misty J. Bumpus was arrested Monday by Fairfield City Police for drunk driving. She was booked at the county jail at 11 p.m., bond $320 cash. And Christopher A. Conover, 25, of Fairfield, arrested Monday afternoon by Fairfield City Police for domestic battery. Conover's bond, $500 cash. More news after this.
Hello, farmers. Have you noticed that the healthiest corn plants all summer are also the ones providing the highest yields for farmers this harvest? That's because those fields were planted with DeKalb's exclusive Disease Shield hybrids, such as DKC 6435, 6675, and 7027. Get yours today before they're all gone. And remember that the only place to get genuine DeKalb corn is in the DeKalb bag. At DeKalb, success never rests.
Mobile radio specialists can help you communicate. We do FCC licensing, radio system design, VHF, UHF, 800 MHz, AVL, and SCADA. Systems in digital or analog or both. We have six tower sites you can lease on. We can build your own tower. We are here to help you communicate. Mobile radio specialist, Outer North 1st Street, Grayville, Illinois. Call me today at 618-375-7868 and let us go to work for you.
The Albion City Council met Monday night, voting to approve employee pay increases. Our Edwards County correspondent Mark Curtis was there and files this report.
The Albion City Council met in regular session Monday night. The council discussed obtaining easements for a new proposed water line to furnish water to customers in the Enterprise neighborhood. Those easements will be obtained in the coming months. Some easements have already been prepared by City Attorney Les Smith. The water line is estimated to be around 10 miles in length. Once completed, Lamac Engineering is to assist the city with the design work for the new water line. The council approved the city audit completed by Kemper CPA Group. The city profits included $244,000 for selling water, $69,000 extra in the sewer fund, and went in the hole on the garbage fees, according to Ryan Hawkins of Kemper CPA Group. The council agreed to again apply for the Enterprise Zone, which cost the city $2,000 to apply for. A discrepancy on the amount of concrete needed to complete the new sidewalk and drive area near the Dollar General store caused some concern. A $6,000 to $7,000 discrepancy in the design was discussed with Lamac Engineering. Lamac will review the design problem. The council voted to purchase some new accounting software for the city. It cost $1,120 from USTI. City Treasurer Audrey Spirit told the council that the city has $410,134 in the general fund. The council approved a new stop sign ordinance at Cedar Hill and 8th Street, and also no parking on 2nd Street from Pine to Elm Street. No signage will be allowed on the pagoda after the ordinance was passed Monday night. Those persons placing advertising on the pagoda could face a possible fine. Mayor Harris reminded the council of the upcoming Bicentennial Fish Fry, which is coming up this Friday night from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Exhibition Building. More volunteers are needed for that meal. The council at this point went into executive session and upon returning voted to award secretaries in the city hall a 50-cent per hour raise. Also, city workers will receive 50-cent per hour raise, and Albion Police Chief will receive $1.50 per hour raise. Also, the treasurer will be receiving extra money through March 1st to tidy up some loose ends in the accounting department, and with the new computer software, she'll receive $12 per hour for that extra work. Reporting for the news leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Hello, this is John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Prearranging a funeral gives a person peace of mind. It relieves stress for the survivors, and at the time of death, most details for the funeral have already been decided. Whether the service is a traditional funeral service or a cremation service, either can be planned in advance. Please contact me, John Hosselton, at 618-673-2131 or 618-838-2131. Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
Winter sports are cranking up at our local schools, and this week on Coach's Comments, we'll focus on the upcoming wrestling season at FCHS. Fairfield Mules wrestling coach Donnie Lyons joins me, Bruce Dickey, this week on Coach's Comments. That's this Saturday morning on WFIW-FM 104.9 and WFIWradio.com at 9 a.m. So tune in this Saturday to get the lowdown on Mules wrestling this winter. That's Coach's Comments this Saturday at 9 a.m. on WFIW-FM 104.9, the sports voice of Southern Illinois.
Officials with the National Weather Service Office in Lincoln, Illinois, have confirmed a small tornado touchdown in Richland County, this in association with Sunday night's line of severe storms. The EF1 tornado had maximum winds estimated at 105 miles per hour. Meteorologists added that the storm traveled just under 7 miles, with a maximum width of about 50 yards. The twister touched down at 5:24 p.m. Sunday, 3.4 miles north of Noble, then lifted back up into the clouds at 5:33 p.m., 3.2 miles north-northwest of Olney. No injuries were reported. The North Wayne Education Association recently donated $100 to the Christmas for Kids program sponsored by the Bedford Township Fire Department. The program will benefit many North Wayne students at Christmas time. In other news, the Orchardville Fire Department will host their annual dinner and auction this Saturday night, November the 11th. Now, that event will be held at the Community Center in Orchardville. Serving will begin at 4:30 p.m. West Salem's 10th Annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner has been set for Thanksgiving Day, November 23rd. Serving will be from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Hauser Room of the Moravian Church. Local family members and neighbors are invited to attend. The menu will include turkey, dressing, noodles, and all the trimmings, including pumpkin pie, all at no cost. Rides will be available. For a ride or more information, call Pat Risfit at 456-3166. The Mount Airy Ruritan Club will host its annual farm machinery consignment sale on Martin Luther King's birthday, January 15th, starting at 9 a.m. at the Mount Airy Ruritan Club building and grounds in Mount Airy. The consignment sale will include all types of farm machinery and farm equipment, ATVs, trucks, trailers, combines, livestock equipment, and other miscellaneous items. Consigned items must be received before December 23rd to be listed on the official sale bill. Now, to consign an item, call sale manager Steve Bass at 838-8398. And by the way, food will be served by the Mount Airy Ruritan Club. Frontier Community College will be hosting Breakfast with Santa at Bob Boyle's Hall from 9 to 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, December the 2nd. Student Senate and FCC Student Club is sponsoring the breakfast. Registration for the event is now open. The morning event will include breakfast, crafts, and a picture with Santa. Kids age 2 to 8 are invited to attend. The cost is $10 per child. Call the college at 842-3711 to register for breakfast with Santa. Edwards County High School will conduct a Meet the Teams night this Thursday. Parents and fans will be given the opportunity to take photos and see some of the work done by the girls and boys basketball team and cheerleaders in preparation for this year's winter season. Admission, a non-perishable food item. All food collected will be donated to a local food pantry. Here's the schedule for Meet the Teams Night. The boys' basketball pictures at 5:15. Edwards County High School cheerleader pictures, 5:40. Girls' basketball pictures, 6 p.m. Introduction of all players and cheerleaders, 6:30 p.m. Scrimmage for boys' basketball, 6:45 p.m. Scrimmage for the girls' basketball team, 7 p.m. And then a week from this Thursday, November the 16th, is the Fairfield Community High School's annual Winter Meet the Mules and Lady Mules home opener. Public's encouraged to make plans to come out and meet the FCHS winter athletes. Admission will be any non-perishable food item or personal hygiene product. All these items will be donated to the Wadi Food Pantry. Here's the schedule. 5:30 p.m., announcement of wrestlers, boys basketball team, and cheerleaders. 5:40 p.m., freshman-sophomore scrimmage. 5:55, varsity boys scrimmage. At 6:15, announcement of the Lady Mules basketball teams. 6:30, it'll be the JV Lady Mules versus Flora. And after the JV game, the Lady Mules varsity versus Flora. Concessions will be available, including barbecue nachos. No change on the price of crude oil. Local refineries still paying $50 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 86-year-old McLeansboro resident Peggy Jean Link died at 12:19 Monday morning at Hamilton Memorial Health Care and Rehab Center. She was a homemaker. Survivors include two sons and one daughter-in-law, David and wife Deborah Link of Macedonia, Mark and wife Lisa Link of McLeansboro, and Sharon Gibbs Link, also of McLeansboro. Four grandchildren, Dr. Chad and wife Jamie Davison Link of Evansville, Adam and wife Ashley Link, and Latricia Link, both of McLeansboro, and Levi and wife Megan Link of Dahlgren, and six great-grandchildren, Brennan, Catherine, and Tristan, all of Evansville, and James, Michael, and Emily of McLeansboro, a sister, Joan and husband Bob Dietz of Mount Vernon also survives. Funeral services for Peggy Link will be today, 1 p.m., at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Little Springs Cemetery near McLeansboro. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning until the time of service at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the Hospice of Southern Illinois or the Alzheimer's Association and will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 89-year-old Allendale resident Mary Catherine Pearson died November 5th at United Methodist Village North Campus in Lawrenceville. She was a homemaker, also enjoyed quilting, sewing, and crocheting, and was a member of the First Christian Church in Allendale. Survivors include three children, Anthony and Phyllis Slingsby Pearson of Valparaiso, Indiana, Deborah Pearson and Mike Marcotte of Sulphur, Louisiana, Greg and Kim Reiber Pearson of Allendale. Other survivors include 10 grandchildren, 4 step-grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, and 2 brothers, Jack and wife Jill Grounds and Donald Grounds. Services for Mary Catherine Pearson will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at the Ingram Funeral Home in Allendale with burial in Allendale Cemetery. Visitation will be from 4 until 6 Thursday evening at the Ingram Funeral Home in Allendale. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Kids Alive International out of Valparaiso, Indiana. Those will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home in Allendale. 65-year-old Mount Carmel resident Vicki Sue Bays died Saturday at her home. She was a graduate of Mount Carmel High School, class of 69. Funeral services for Vicki Sue Bays will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Keepus Funeral Home in Mount Carmel with burial in Highland Memorial Cemetery at Mount Carmel. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning until the time of service, 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Keepus Funeral Home in Mount Carmel. Memorials may be made to Wabash County Animal Shelter Buddies in Mount Carmel, and those will be accepted at the Keepus Funeral Home in Mount Carmel. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop your heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing costs for our patients. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
This helps to avoid hysterectomy, and at many times they can have the procedure done on a Friday afternoon in the office and be back to work on Monday morning with no problem, with minimal pain. It will oftentimes eliminate the need of needing a hysterectomy or more extensive surgical procedures in the hospital, and thus not only get them back to taking care of their children and back to work, back to their lives, but also save them a large amount of money.
NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call 618-244-4800 to schedule an appointment.
Here's a look at sports from last night in junior high girls basketball. Olney and Edwards County split. Olney won the varsity game 57-24. Carmi took a pair from Fairfield 38-18 in the varsity contest. Jasper took two from Bethel 45-30 in the varsity. And Wayne City and Somersville split. Wayne City won the varsity game 46-38. Junior high boys basketball yesterday. Albion over West Salem 58-13. Albion also won the JV game. Jeff and Grayville split. Jeff defeated Grayville 60-29 in the varsity game. And it was Carmi over Fairfield 33-29. Yesterday in high school football, the Black Diamond All-Conference teams came out. They were released. First-team offense locally here from Fairfield, Dylan Hefner and Jaden Lewis. Also, Jacob Simpson, Chip Simpson, Alex King. And first-team defense, Theron Stewart, along with Lance Jolly, Jackson Kronovich, and Skylar Gray. Second-team offense locally, Cade Rivers from Edwards County, along with Kobe Dagg from Fairfield and Bryce Lane from Fairfield. And second-team defense, Hunter Mabry from Edwards County, along with Wyatt Gilbert from Fairfield. Jacob Traxler of El Dorado named the MVP, the offensive captain Bryce Jones from Cesar Valier, and the defensive captain Lance Jolly from Fairfield. Honorable mention from Fairfield, Reese Lee and Logan Trent, and from Edwards County, Braden Grimes, along with Lincoln Moore and Marty Schmittler. No local schedule for tonight. Taking a look at national scores from last night. In the NBA, it was Toronto over Chicago, 119-114. New Orleans got past Indiana, 117-112. Cleveland by 5 over Milwaukee, 124-119. Dallas on the road beat Washington, 113-99. The Knicks held up against Charlotte, 118-113. It was San Antonio defeating the Clippers, 120-107. Denver, the Nuggets, beat Brooklyn 112-104. Philadelphia knocked off Utah 104-97. Memphis also on the road, barely got by Portland 98-97. And Sacramento held off Oklahoma City 94-86. In the NHL last night, St. Louis Blues defeated New Jersey 3-1. A bunch of 3-1 scores last night. Five games ending with the score 3-1, including St. Louis, New Jersey, Nashville over Columbus, Buffalo over Washington, Pittsburgh over Arizona, and Carolina over Florida, all 3-1. Edmonton beat the Islanders 2-1 in overtime. It was Montreal over Vegas 3-2. Vancouver beat Calgary 5-3, and the LA Kings knocked off Anaheim 4-3. NCAA football last night, Buffalo over Bowling Green 38-28, and Miami of Ohio knocked off Akron 24-14 in Maction. Here's a look at the WFIW area weather for today. Sunny, high of 55 degrees. Looking at clear skies tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny and pretty, high of 58 degrees. Friday, sunny skies, cooler though. High of just 45 on Friday, the low 25. Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 45, a low of 38. And warmer still, but scattered showers on Sunday. High of 52, a low of 38. Yesterday in Fairfield, we had a high temperature of 51 degrees, had a low of 44. We picked up 0.27 of an inch of precipitation yesterday before that front kind of got blown through, and now it's clearing out. That gives us an inch and 0.52 on the month, 30 inches and 0.9 on the year. Our low temperature this morning has been 38 and at 6:34. Current temperature in Fairfield's 39. For news that's online when you're online, please go to WFIWradio.com.